else is in here?
Well, I'm here.
Hi, Eric. How are you?
Bud, I'm doing good. I think Tony's the first one to arrive.
Oh, okay. Yes, there's four. Oh, no. Rashid, welcome. Hi, Smooth. Welcome. Hi, Rashid. Welcome. Hi, Mr. Eric. Nice to see you guys.
Morning, Eric. Good to see you. Hi, Dina Jo.
Hi, T Baby. Hi, Dark Bear. Roar! Hi, Tom. Hi,
Mr. Tom. Mr. AJ Baby. Good to see you. Smooth. Good to see you. Tony. Tony. Rashid. Good to see you. Good to see everybody.
Hi, Tuttles, my friend, Tuttles. Hi, Ralph.
Hey, Ralph. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Old Man's Podcast Show with Dina, Joe, and Eric, coming to you live from across the United States of America, from the Pacific Northwest down to the southern states, into the highlands of Colorado. We come to you live, smile on our face, and a skip at our step.
Yes, we do.
Ready to get it on. Face the day. Get ready for a Tuesday tickle.
Oh, 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 oh. Okay.
Tuesday tickle.
All righty.
I was thinking about tickling. I mean, it's like, you know, kids, little babies, seems like little babies love to be tickled. You know, they get giggly and they're laughing. And even when they start, you know, walking around and turning into toddlers, it seems like they like to be tickled. You know, they run away and they scream, squeal and all
yes.
that.
Yes.
But boy, when you become an adult, don't try to tickle an adult.
No, because then you pee your pants.
Is that why adults don't like
when you're younger you can hold your bladder?
Oh my gosh.
I don't know. I guess we get more ticklish. It just doesn't feel as fun. It's not as fun as when you're younger.
I know, Grammy. She's kind of ticklish around around her neck, you know, and I like to get put my fingers like little pinchers,
like
you know, go,
bug.
Oh, I'm going to get you. She gets all crunched up and starts to giggle and she runs away, you know. That's funny.
Mr. A needs a prayer. He's starting coaching basketball teenage boys tonight. And he's
good Lord.
Cats.
Yep.
Oh,
come
boy.
On, guys. Come on.
Put all your phones in this basket. Pay attention. It's time to play basketball.
Well, good luck, Mr. A. Good luck, buddy.
Yes, for
have
sure.
a lot of fun. Have fun. That's the key is having fun. Having fun coaching them little kids running around. I like coaching kids. Kids is fun. Speaking of kids.
Is.
I was talking with Tammy this morning, our little friend from England.
Oh, good.
And she reminded me, she asked me, she goes, what time are you guys on? You know, because they do not change. They do not change in India.
AJF
so we,
just mentioned that. He said it's messing me all up.
Yeah, so we are, in fact, on an hour later in India now. We are on an hour later in India.
How easy. I think it would. I don't understand why it's such a hard thing for all of the states that change, you know, do the daylight savings time changing. I don't understand why it's such a hard thing to just say, okay, it's done. We're not doing it anymore.
Yeah, you can't give me a good reason why it's legitimate. I mean, you can't give me a good reason why you save it, state that we keep changing. It doesn't make any sense.
No. In fact, you hear just the opposite.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. So anyway, if you're listening to us in India and you're downloading us and it's because you can't find us
on the live feed is because we are, in fact, on an hour later now in India. We are on an hour later in India. So, yeah. So, like, right now it's 8:30 in the evening in India, in Mumbai. As a matter of fact, I was talking to her because she posted another video on her YouTube channel.
Uh-huh.
Which is Tam Talk Show, T-A-M Talk Show on YouTube. Look her up. Give her a little follow. She's putting out these, she's producing videos. She's trying to get her little her little YouTube channel going. And yeah, she does do a good job.
I wish I knew how to do it like that.
She's done a second food review today. She did a food review going into a restaurant, and they got a thumbs down. She did not like
it. I want to know how to do that.
She did not like their food.
She didn't like their food, huh?
No.
Like you said, a 13-year-old not liking somebody's food. Yeah. Tells you something.
And she was brutal. She's brutal in her little review.
Oh, well, good. So, you should be.
But anyway, give her a check. Check her out. Tam, T-A-M, Talk Show on YouTube. Give her a subscribe. Give her some support. I mean, she's just breaking into this thing, and she's doing a fun job. Doing a good job.
She's trying.
Yeah. So that's what she's, I think the last time one of our conversations, she was saying that she wanted to get into broadcasting and do that kind of stuff, you know?
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Be a presenter, be a presenter, a reporter or whatever. So yeah, she's trying to get into it. Just as cute as a bug, just as cute as a bug. Oh, and you see that, that picture at the end of that video with her?
I didn't watch the whole thing because I have to really pay attention or else I don't understand what she's saying.
Oh, I know what you mean.
So I have to not be doing anything else. So I'm going to listen to it later.
Okay. Well, when you watch the video at the very end, I think even at the beginning, there's that picture of Tammy with three adults.
Like, yes. Yeah.
Yeah. Standing there.
And I was mom.
That's her uncle to her right, our left. That's her uncle. Her aunt is on the other side of her. And that's her mom standing behind her.
Oh, so did they all go out and have food together?
Yes.
That night? Okay.
Yes, I believe so. So, but anyway.
Hi, Vidyut. Welcome. Yeah.
So anyway, give her a follow. Tam, that's Tam, T-A-M, Talk Show on YouTube. Tam. Talk Show on YouTube.
Yeah.
She goes, "Would you promote my thing on your podcast, old man?" You betcha I did. Good to see everybody. Welcome to the Old Man's Podcast Show. We are here live every morning, Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. We are like the alarm clock, man. We go off and that's it. There's no snooze button on us. We go off at 7 and we just crank it and just go on for about an hour and 15 minutes. That's what we do. And glad to see everybody's here. Hit that follow button.
Welcome, like you, G.
Keep coming back. And it's good to see everybody. So, all right. Well, you know. Hey.
You're done? Yeah,
I'm done. Go ahead. I'm done. I'm going to drink some coffee. Okay, I'm done.
Why don't we, if you're going to drink some coffee, why don't you salute our followers? So we're going to raise your glasses, everyone.
Raise your coffee cup, whatever you're drinking. We're going to salute everybody.
Salute you all. Here's to you. Thank you.
Salute you all for coming in and all for your support. We just appreciate and love every one of you.
Yes, we do. Thank you so much.
So here we go. Thank you. Thank you. And
thank
salute.
Thank you, DeGray.
Ah, the old man drinks Black Rifle Coffee, veteran owned and veteran made. Yeah. Mr. T-Bone.
How rude are you? Did you just notice Mr. T was in the house?
Yeah.
Oh,
hey, Mr. T, I want you to do me a favor. Okay. We're going to sing happy birthday to Mr. T's mom. Her name is Luann. We're going to sing happy birthday to your mom. And then if you can remember, play the show for her so she can hear us singing happy birthday to her, okay? All right, her name is Luann. So we're going to sing happy birthday to Luann. Ready?
Okay.
One, two, three.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Hi, Sean.
Happy birthday, Mr. T's mom, Luann. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Luann. We just
love you to death. Happy birthday, Luann. I hope you have a great day. I hope this spoils you. Hi, Jess.
That was fun. I said, the only reason I do is because our notification came up on my Facebook page.
Oh, good, because I don't have it on the calendar, so.
It is Luann's birthday. I went, what? Oh, my.
Oh, man, so, I probably missed a whole bunch of birthdays. So.
Oh, yeah, it's fun. Yeah. Oh, and we can't forget, coming up on Sunday the 28th, not only is it our little friend Tammy's birthday, but it's also Man Cave's birthday.
Asha.
Remember. Yeah, he slipped and told me the other day I was talking to him.
And now you're telling everybody.
I am. Oh, yeah. Yeah, he knows me. I can't keep my mouth shut.
And I think you've already got the December 2nd birthdays. A December 1st birthday, if you don't have it written down, is Pert Wee.
Oh,
okay.
Let me check. Get my calendar out. Well, you guys don't have to stop talking.
No. We can't talk while you're writing. We're not that coordinated.
Oh, well, I haven't even gotten
coordinated. I am.
Yeah, well.
How did you do that picture? How did you do that picture you sent me?
Oh, you did it on
Instagram?
Yeah. If you're on Instagram, a messenger, like me, you and I were chatting, and I pushed the little camera button so it takes a picture of me. Yeah. It gives me all these little options to send you a picture.
Oh. And you yelled at me too. Don't share this.
I know. Because I told you, I said, don't share that picture of me with my ugly cry face. And you just keep posting it all over the place. It's like, oh, my gosh. Man. All right. Thank you. So I made sure. I'm like,
but this is a nice picture. You've got a nice smile on your face. You got your little your little microphone on and your glasses. You look cute. It's a cute picture.
Gosh. Please. Oh, okay. Thank you. That's bad of me. I should be saying thank you. Thank you for the nice compliment, but I don't like that. I don't care for the picture, but I thank you.
What? That's one of the better pictures you've said. I like it.
Oh, okay. My God.
All right. Ryan's face.
Well, Ralph, thanks. I mean, a lion's face? Well,
oh, okay, see, now Ralph. I got to post it. Now I got to post
it. A lemon face?
No, I got to post it so I can show everybody. No, I won't post it.
I thought it was going to be like all, you know how it's all psychedelic in the back? And spin. Yeah. It showed like it was spinning. So I thought it was going to make me all dizzy.
Oh.
I thought it was going to have me in the middle and be spinning. Like, ooh.
Oh, I see. Yeah, oh, that'd have been cool. Yeah.
I know, yeah, but it didn't that's funny. Do that.
Huh.
I know.
Interesting. Interesting.
Oh, all
right.
Oh, look at Ralph. Ralph saying, text it to me. You're awful. Whatever.
You know, Ralph, if Peter, Joe, and Grammy weren't such great friends, and I would, because if I send it and she got mad, she'd tell Grammy, and then I'm in the doghouse forever.
It's fine. Just do whatever you want. That's if you can figure out how to post it. Hey,
too much sauce.
Hi, Saucy.
Oh, yeah, I can post it. I can post that thing in a heartbeat. I'm good at posting pictures. I'll post it on.
I don't know how to do anything.
I'll post it on the Facebook. I'll post it on our Facebook page. How's that? I'll post it on our Facebook page.
All right.
I like it. I think it's good.
Okay.
That background would be so much nicer if it was spinning and making.
Yeah, it showed it like it was spinning.
Yeah.
And I thought, ooh, this will make him dizzy. See what my.
Is this it? You got such a nice smile. I mean, you're smiling. You're just, you know, you're like, hey, look.
I try to always.
But yeah,
smile.
I can see how that site. I think that would spin. All that stuff spinning would have been awesome.
I know. That's what I thought.
Yeah. Well, it's nice. I mean, it's right up there with that picture of you and I when you got up. And you got all your sleep. Yeah, remember when we first went and visited you?
Oh, yes.
And you were in bed. You were asleep. I had to wake you up. Hey, wake up. I'm here. What are you doing?
Oh, you know, he said mic, but it's my headphones.
It's your headphones.
I have a mic, but I can't use it during the show. At least I don't think I can use it during the show while he's using his, because then I would have to use my computer, correct? And I can't do that. As far as I know,
I don't know. I've been doing a lot of reading and looking into equipment, you know, for, uh-huh. you know, for starting podcasts and all that stuff. And there's certain kind of mics. I would have to see what kind of mic you have.
I have a Yeti mic.
Okay. Well, your Yeti, when you're doing the show, what are you on? Are you on your iPad or are you on your phone?
Yes, I'm on my iPad.
See, you should be able to plug that, get a plug and plug it into your iPad, because it sounds to me like it's not one that uses a booster. I don't know. We'd have to.
I'll have to look at it. It's still in the box. I haven't even taken it, you know, because I didn't think I could use it. I wanted to figure out stuff. And then, of course, everything has happened since then. So, yeah, we need to.
I just saw one of the videos I watched on podcasting equipment that they were talking about a Yeti mic, and you plug the cord into the mic, and then the mic you can plug it into a phone, a computer. Yeah, we'd have to check it out, because you should be able to use that. If it's a USB, you should be able to plug it into your tablet, I think. Yeah, Ralph knows a little bit more about that.
Oh, okay. Well, maybe I should hook up with Ralph.
Either that, or there's some great, there are some great YouTube videos out there, you know, let me see if I can find some videos, and I'll fire them over to you so you can check them out.
I just wasn't sure that hi Lou Rock. Hi, was that welcome. I didn't think that I could be on my laptop on, you know, when you're on your laptop, it's different than when you're on your tablet and your phone. It's when you're on Podbeam. I didn't think I could be on that account and you be on yours at the same time.
Well, I think you're in a way you are correct. You can listen to a podcast on the Podbeam website. You can listen to a podcast, but you cannot interact with the chat room or with what's going on. You have to do that through a phone app. Yes, that's correct. And I don't know how that works. Now, as a host, I can use the website. Hi, Wasat. As a host, I'm using the website. That's how I do the show.
Okay.
But as a listener, you have to, if you want to interact in the chat room and call in and all this and that, you have to do it through a phone app. Tablet or phone app. Right. Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah, we'll figure it out, because I was thinking about I thought about that when I saw that you had that, they showed a Yeti mic. I thought that's what Vinnie Joe's got.
I won that. When I first came on to listening to podcasts.
Yeah. We'll check it out. Hey, and by the way, you know, people, you're thinking, man, this sure sounds like a lot of fun doing a podcast. One, it is. And two, it's easy. You can do this. You can do a podcast, especially if you're, you know, you can do it through Podbeam. Podbeam has
off your phone if you want to, you know.
You can do it right off
your phone. And all that stuff.
Right off
your phone. You don't need all the everything that he's talking about. You okay?
Yeah, hold on. I'm joking.
I know. Don't we always do that? We ask somebody if they're okay while they're choking. It's like they can't answer you.
Anyway, what I was saying is that Podbeam's got all the tutorials and that stuff that you can you can check out and tell you how to set it up, how to go, and how to get going on it and all that stuff. And it's really easy. Just check it out and do it. And have some fun podcasting. I wonder if it's this figure. I can't remember the figure, but they said podcasting is the number one fastest growing medium source right now. Everybody's doing podcasts.
I believe it. Yeah. It really is.
Everybody's doing podcasts. Everybody's having a lot of fun because it is fun. It is fun to do it. Yeah. So
I think it's the coolest thing that when we first started and you start talking to people from all, not just all over the United States, everywhere, everywhere, you know.
All over the world. Yeah,
it's amazing. It's amazing.
Yeah, and it's really kind of fun. It's a blast. It's a great hobby.
Thank you for being here.
Yeah, it's a great hobby. It's a great hobby to do that stuff. Gives you something to do.
Nice have friends. Fun.
Yeah. Somebody, as I filled out some kind of questionnaire, and they said, so what made you, what makes you do a podcast? What's your main motivation? I go, just give me something to do. It keeps me off the street.
Welcome, YQGA.
It's a hobby. Okay, it's a lot of fun. Welcome back. Yeah, and you go, well, I don't know.
It lifts me up. I get to hang out with my people. I get to hang out with my friends in the morning. You know what I mean? I get to hang out. We get to just talk and have fun. And I just think it would be great to be able to just be all in one huge backyard together.
Oh, yeah, it would be. It would be a total blast.
Chilling.
Yeah, and then the nice thing about our podcast, the Old Man's Podcast Show with Dina, Joe, and Eric is – you know, you hear me and Dina Joe exchange, interchange, and have fun and all this and that. But in all honesty, this goes on all day for us. I bug her to death.
Yes.
She's trying to clean her house. She's trying to get stuff ready for her family and that. And her phone's always, I light her phone up. Ding, 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 ding.
Oh. Well, I told him it's like a little ping pong, the old pinball machines, ba boom, ba bing, 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 ba bing, 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 ba bing, 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 and then all of a sudden it's quiet, and then all of a sudden, ba bing, bing, ba bing, bing. Hi, Elgato.
I guess
it's fun. Couldn't have it any other way.
Fun. We're just having a blast. Yeah. we are just having a blast. It's just having a good time. Yeah, it's having a good time.
Yeah. Oh man. Pin pants over the planet. That's awesome. I love it.
What's that?
Verbal pin pants. Pin pals.
Oh yeah,
planet.
Exactly.
Says.
That's exactly what it is. Yeah.
Oh, good Jay baby.
Oh yeah, Jay baby's just she's been you know messaging me and sending me all kinds of stuff.
Good. It's fun.
Yeah. Oh, and that
did she send shepherd's... you her shepherd's pie?
Oh my god, yeah. That shepherd's pie looks really so good. I you showed that to Grammy and Grammy got all excited. She goes, I'm going to make that. It's like, yeah buddy. You
she
do
even
it, man.
Put all the Hi, John Gale. Put the mashed potatoes in the thing and squirted it out all pretty on top. I would have just plunked it on there and spread it out. She
yeah,
made it all beautiful.
It'd have been like, give me that. Just hand me a spoon. I'm digging into it. I'm digging into it right there. Yeah. Yeah, and she uses a combination lamb and lamb and beef in the meat in hers. Yeah. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, that sounds good. So, Grammy's got her sights set on that. She's going to make it. Hey, John.
Nice cold night, you know,
yeah.
When the weather's getting colder. Cooler.
El Gato.
Meow, meow, meow.
Did you know that cats don't meow at each other? They only meow at humans.
No, they hiss at each other. They hiss at each other and swat. They make that nasty.
I don't know. Yeah. Cats. Yeah, cats. I like cats. Cats are cool. I don't own any. Don't want to own any pets because me and Grammy like to just be sitting around going, hey, let's go for a ride. We're gone. Yeah.
I know.
I'm going to pack a bag.
About it this morning. This vision came in my head and I said, Dina Joe. Wouldn't it be great if we could plan it in next birthday? The old man and Grammy come out, and then Jay Baby's here. We can plan it, and Jay Baby's here, and Jess is here, and maybe even Eric could come. Idea.
Hey, you know that's pretty doable because that gives us we got a lot of time to plan that. We got a lot of time to plan it. Mm-hmm. That'd be kind of fun.
Something to think about.
yeah we will definitely have to talk about that and we talk about a time talk about how long because I could think of nothing funner than to sit there across the table and do this podcast with you face to face throwing things at each other.
I could really hit you.
That would be so much fun. But hey, that's a good idea, Dina Joe. You know,
hi, Shorty.
I'm going to tell you, right,
Ralph,
now.
You are.
I'm going to tell you right now. You need. I tell you, you need to get a hold of Grammy and start putting that, start talking to her about it, because she's the planner. She's the planner for us. And yes, yeah, so that's a great idea. That is really a great idea. Yeah. 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 Eric, would you be into a weekend over at the in Colorado?
I would have to explore that further.
Oh yeah, yeah. That's why we're just now starting
doing it in advance, talking about it. Yeah.
Jess wants to know if she can move her. Yes, yes,
yes,
you can.
Jess.
Yeah, we'll just celebrate everybody.
We'll celebrate everybody's birthday.
Yeah, just have a big birthday bash.
It's just to get together and have a good time.
Yeah. Have everybody come over for the party. Say and then, you know, get everybody, and everybody's hung over. Everybody's sleeping out in the yard and sleeping bags. And then they're hung over. They get up. We're doing the podcast. Hey, what's going on? Turn into a big drunk thing.
Oh,
yeah,
that's goodness.
That's why you need to talk to Grammy and not me. No, Dina Joe, that is a fantastic idea.
Yeah.
I would love that.
I thought, well, it's, you know, less than a year, but it's long enough that you could plan something and be able to save and, you know, whoever, and
yeah,
be able to get together and have a little fun.
Hey, Shorty B, good to see you. It would be fun. Let's see. How far? I think it's 17 hours drive to your place from my place. 17 hours. If I could make it on a...
Hi, Asha.
Leave Friday.
Birthday boys coming up.
Leave Friday. Oh, there's Asha. I could leave on a Friday. I could be there by Sunday. Oh, yeah. That'd be... I could drive it. I think I could drive it. I don't know. I'm having a hard time driving now. I got to be honest with you. I'm having a hard time driving because I fall asleep so easy. And it scares me when I drive now. So I don't know.
Oh,
it might
be
best just to fly.
Yeah, I think maybe. Yeah.
Pack my equipment in a nice big box so I can ship it, that kind of stuff. Oh, people driving. Hey.
Oh, yeah, I'll make them do squats. I'll make them start going on very fast walks. Come on, power.
Oh, well, I'll be out there squatting and walking.
Squat.
Oh, my God.
That sounds great. Well, I'll be out there squatting and walking.
Squatting and walking and eating pizza. Yeah, I mean, hey, you better talk to Lewis before we get too carried away.
Oh, are you kidding? He, you know.
What?
He'd love it.
Oh, I know he would. He would. He's a great host. Lewis is a great host. He always makes you feel real welcomed and all that stuff. Yeah, that'd be a plan. I'm into it. I'm ready. But yeah, we need to talk about that. That is an excellent idea. Excellent idea. And speaking of things coming up, don't forget Monday. This next Monday is our 400th. I had to look at the calendar.
Welcome to Lion Survivor.
Our 400th show. Our big 400 show.
Gosh.
Make sure you tune in and come in and come on in the show on Monday, the 22nd. And join us for our show number 400. Man, that's just incredible. That's a lot. Yeah, that's a long show.
Oh,
long,
that'll be long, awesome, Jake.
Long look things, yeah.
Really big shoe?
Man, real big shoe. Yeah, Ed Sullivan, really big shoe.
What's that mean?
Oh, Ed Sullivan used to always say that he had a really big show. And it always sounded like he was saying shoe instead of show.
I see.
Yeah, we've got a really big shoe. Really big shoe.
Oh.
Ed Sullivan.
Gotcha.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's going to be a lot of fun. And then also program note, that week, next week, we are only having shows on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. We are shutting the studios down for Thursday and Friday because of Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving.
We need to be with our family. Even though you guys are our family, we need to be with our family.
Well, no morning talk show Thanksgiving Day and Black Friday, and no Friday night music show next week, but we will have one this week.
Yeah, we'll have a music show. Still haven't decided what we're going to do. What are we going to do for our music
show? Well, with Thanksgiving just 9 days away, like if anybody has like recipe ideas of our favorite dishes, I mean, we would certainly welcome friends sharing them with us, including some pictures as well as written recipes at theoldmanspodcast@gmail.com. And we might even post them on our social media, like theoldmanspodcast.com and the Facebook and Instagram and other places that maybe might give people meal ideas.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I was thinking too, when we get maybe next week sometime, we could talk about stuff we can do with leftovers since we're not going to be the air.
Sure.
I know that Tuttles was saying, I think Tuttles might have some recipes that have to do, him and his wife, that have to do with leftovers, and Miss Shonda too. So yeah, we could all kind of just chit chat about that. And
yeah,
just pick a day so everybody knows.
Yeah.
Pick a day so everybody knows.
So we're not going to be there Thursday and Friday. Why don't we do, how about next Wednesday?
Yeah, that'd
next
be
Wednesday.
Yeah.
The 24th.
Yeah.
Early. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. 24th will be
we
that.
We can just
show.
Talk about whatever. You know, if you know have good things to do with leftover Thanksgiving meal food, because I heard that I could not find a turkey under 20 pounds, and they said, and I don't know if this is true because you know it's they who said it, that because of COVID, a lot of people didn't buy turkeys or something, and so the turkeys just got fatter. I have no clue, but they said that there is a shortage of smaller turkeys. They're all over 20 pounds.
Huh.
So I don't know. I'm going to have a lot of turkey.
Well, so on the 24th, you want to just make it, you wanted to make it an official Cooking with Dina, Joe, and Grammy show?
Sure.
Only, we'll just open it up. Okay, so next Wednesday. Yeah, Wednesday, the 24th, Cooking with Dina, Joe, and Grammy. Mm-hmm. Thanksgiving leftover show.
Yeah, whatever we can think of, or whatever. If you have something that you want to talk about for Thanksgiving, it'll be before Thanksgiving, so you can do that also. So there you go. Before and after.
I've been to a couple grocery stores here in Georgia, Mr. T, and then, I mean, when I've looked at, like, the prices of meats, I know it's, like, they seem to be expensive. A little bit high.
Yeah.
But, you know, I found that bone-in chicken is cheaper than filleted or boneless chicken.
Yeah, because they do the work for you.
And I know, like, the price of steak is going up.
Mm-hmm.
But the price of ground beef, I think, has managed to stay around, like, maybe, like, under $5 for, like a small tube. Like, that's about a pound of meat.
Yeah.
And then usually, with bread, I usually get, like, a cheap store brand bread with which is like under a dollar.
Yeah, it's everything seems to have gotten more expensive. I don't know.
Inflation.
Mm-hmm. Are you there, old man?
Yes. Yeah, I'm listening to everybody. Everybody talk. I was just making a note for the 24th.
All right. Hey, Mike. Hi, Mike. Nice to see you.
Making a note for the 24th. Everybody write it on your calendar. Next Wednesday, the 24th, Cooking with Dina, Joe, and Grammy. Thanksgiving leftover show. Yeah. That sounds good. Yeah. Mm. Sounds great. Yeah. We'll check it all out. Yeah.
Talk about more yummy food.
I forgot about California.
You broke up really bad on that, Eric. What did you say?
Yeah.
What'd you say, Eric?
I think Elgato commented about, like, the Elgato commented about, like, gas prices in California being ridiculous. I mean, hey, it's
well, all along the West Coast
here in Georgia.
Oh,
yeah, up here in Oregon. Yeah,
it's going to be different. Like, say, like if you get close to, like, New York or Illinois, but I guess more rural areas they might be a little bit more cheaper. But I don't know what Wyoming and Montana and a couple other places look like because I don't live there.
Well, that's why we're going to plan the big get-together for next birthday show. Start planning it now so we can save for the fuel. Yeah. Yeah, the fuel price is going to be up. But you know what? How often does Thanksgiving come around? Go ahead and make that trip. Make that trip. Go visit people. That Gato or Eric. Yeah, that's Eric. That price is about what we have here in the Pacific Northwest.
That's for
Washington. Oregon gets a little bit more. It's funny that the further south you go here on the West Coast, Washington, and you go into Oregon, it's higher, and into California, even higher. Yeah. The prices get higher.
Hi, Thomas J88. Nice to see you.
But anyway, good times, man. Good times. Thanksgiving's around the corner. I can't wait. I heard Grammy talking to one of her friends and about what they're going to be making and stuff.
Well, and I think it would be important, like, for people to go see loved ones and friends this year, because
of course,
especially if you have like a grandparent or a great grandparent that's getting on up there in years. Like, I have a step grandmother who is 80 years old, and I'm hoping I might go see her this weekend.
Oh, good. Because,
you know, she's had some health problems in recent years, like COPD, emphysema, and then and I know she had like lung cancer a few years ago, but doctors were able to like put her in remission. And I know it's been 4 years since my grandfather, my dad's father passed away, and because both sets of like grandparents are already gone. And this step grandmother of mine, Audrey, is pretty much the only grandparent I have left. Because and the thing is, you know, with older relatives, you never know when the Lord, good Lord upstairs, may be ready to come for them and take them home.
So true, Eric. So true.
That's very true. That's get how out we there. Live our lives.
Reach out, reach out and reconnect. Reconnect. You know, say hi. Go and spend some time with people. Yeah.
Yeah.
Reach out. And reconnect. Yeah.
And of course, like you might even have other, like cousins, you know, you've not seen in like maybe 10 or 20 years, and they probably have kids you've probably not seen since they were babies.
Right. I know. You gotta spend the time, reconnect with people. You know, get out there and reconnect with them, talk with them, spend some time with them. And I'm telling you, if you're gonna sit down and talk with elderly people, man cave. He says, that's why I called you yesterday, old man. He was reaching out to his elderly family members. But that's why you need to read.
Yeah, when you it's sit for up- everybody. Like Jess says, everybody, you never know what's going to happen. But Eric, it's so true. The older people in our lives, you do anybody, but just pay attention and be grateful and thankful, even for the people that are a pain and you know what.
That, right,
but they're around to be a pain, and you know what? Just hold them at a distance.
And if you're out there and you're talking to your elderly family members, and that, if you can, remember, hit the record button and record your conversation with them, and save that, because you know what? Years down the road, you sit back and listen to that
knowledge.
It's just going to touch your heart, man. It's going to touch your heart. Yeah, good ideas, Eric. Excellent ideas.
Oh, happy birthday. Well, that's what the
Thanksgiving and Christmas holidays are all about.
Yeah. Tuttle's dad is 63 today.
63 today. Happy birthday, Tuttle's dad.
Happy birthday, Tuttle's dad. I mean, a bit. This is so. What's that? They might be a bit. Race? Oh, I don't understand. Racist? I don't know what you're saying. Oh, what are you saying, man cave? What are you saying? Are you working? Are you working, Asha?
They might be a bit. No, he said he's walking his dog.
He's walking his dog.
They might be a bit racist, though. Do we record that?
Yes. Yes, you do. Because, everything's racist, though, nowadays. So, yeah, record them. Yeah, you bet. Thomas says he loves doing that with his grandma. She is in assisted living and tells stories from her childhood that will happen. Yes, and you know what,
that's
Thomas?
That's amazing. That's amazing.
That's history. That's family history. And take and record all that stuff. Record all your conversations. I mean, those are gems. Yeah. Those are diamonds in the rough right there when you start talking to those elderly people. You betcha. Because you never know.
Ash is talking about you. He wants to record you.
Great. You know, now he's going to start recording my conversations with him.
You know, like,
I don't know if that's a good idea or not, man. I don't know.
There he is. We have him on the phone. There's Asha, everybody.
He's slow to get it.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. I best just make sure I clarify. Not trying to say that you're racist. Let's just clarify that. Because you know what I mean? You know when you got old people, and to these days, they think what old people say, like, well, that's a bit. You can't really say that anymore, Nan.
You're right. You're exactly right.
That's what I was getting at. So just in case if anyone goes, oh, old man's racist. No, he's not racist.
Thank you, Ashley. Thank you.
No worries. No worries. No,
because back in the day, it wasn't so all politically correct like it is today. You would, you know, all of that didn't, it wasn't there. So that's, I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
You don't want, because everyone gets offended by the word boo. These days, so.
Exactly. Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So I just thought I would just throw that one in there just to make sure.
Well, we certainly don't be offended when we're
Me
talking,
too,
are
John.
We, Asha?
Never that old
those days.
Never.
Yeah. We had a good time talking.
Hi, Bryce, you're welcome.
A lot of That's fun precisely. Talking with you, my man, yesterday. Yeah, good times. Good times. You gotta
always good to catch up with you guys.
See, that's what I like about Asha. He's kind of taken me in as his old, you know, his old man, and he calls me just to reach out and touch old people.
Yeah, just make sure you're still alive and you're still breathing. You're not fell asleep on the toilet or anything. Do you know what I mean? I remember who you are.
Oh, my gosh.
So, do you know what I mean? It's a horrible job, but someone's got to do it, and I've just took it upon
myself.
I know.
He said, I think Dina needs a break. Let me call the old man.
That's it. You know, the thing is, it's like there's man chat as well. Do you know what I mean? So,
yes,
like, you can't feel
yes.
that. So it's,
exactly.
I'm an unemployed carer, to be honest with you.
Oh my God!
He spent all those years working on that job where he was out going out and taking care of old people,
picking
and
them
now
up
he's
and
just
everything.
In the groove. He's
yeah.
in the groove.
Just doesn't leave me. It's yeah. annoying. I just want to be free from old people, but they just won't leave. They're like zombies, just keep coming back, just everywhere.
Now wait a minute. You called me yesterday, mate. You called
Precisely,
me.
Precisely, because if I've been waiting for you to call me, it'd be about 5 years. Just figure out that you're back. Yeah, you see? But anyway, I will leave you back to your show. I'm sorry to interrupt with my foolishness.
No sorries.
I shall leave
thanks.
You to
Thank
Thanks,
you,
mate.
Asha.
You know, you're always welcome to call in.
You know he told everybody your birthday.
You see, this is what I'm saying. It's an old blabbermouth. You know what I mean?
Right before you came in, and I said, "You're telling everybody his birthday," and he said, "Yep, that's what I get to do."
And now you just told on me, Dina Jo.
Exactly. That's
oh,
right.
Man.
Well, Asha's got to be here the day of his birthday so we can sing him happy birthday, old man podcast style.
Oh dear. Well, I'll see if I can be about anyway. But either way, I shall. I'll leave you guys to it there, yeah? You look after
Bye,
yourselves.
Bye, Asha. Have a good day.
Take care. You too.
Love
Bye-bye.
You, mate.
Bye-bye. Hi, Bobby.
What a great guy. Asha, Man Cave Sounds. Check out his music. You can find him on the mix. You can find him on the WESN Epic Strategies Network. Check him out. Guy puts some good music together. He's just a great all-around guy right there, Man Cave Sounds.
If he can catch me, he can't catch me. He can't catch me. I'm too fast. And I have longer arms. I could get him. Bam, bam, and run. long arms and long legs.
And then plus two, you know, I'm really easily distracted. You could go squirrel, and I'd be looking at what? Yep.
Where? What? What?
Welcome everybody.
Greg,
to the
welcome.
Welcome, everybody, to the Old Man's Podcast Show with Dina Jo and Eric. We're just here having a lot of fun. We just got off the phone with our good friend from England, Man Cave from Man Cave Sounds, and we're having fun. A lot of good friends in the chat room. Good to see everybody. If you're new to the chat room, hit that follow button and give us a follow and join the pod people. Come and join the Old Man's Pod people. Yeah. Having a good time. Good time. Oh, woo. That's funny. Yeah, Asha is he's a clown, man. He is so funny. good times. Well, Dina Jo, what do you think?
Us, Bobby.
Yeah, thanks, Bobby.
I'm glad you're here.
What do you think, Dina Jo? Do you think
sure.
going to the music?
I got a lot of reading to do today.
Got a lot of reading? Okay, here we go.
A lot of information. Get your big
All right.
brains ready.
1, 2, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, rock. 5, 6, 7 o'clock.
You know what time it is?
Rock.
9, 10, it's time for Dina Jo's Today in Music History. Rock. Around. So get out there, order yourself up a couple of cheeseburgers with fries.
and a couple of root beer floats to wash it down. Here she is, ladies and gentlemen, the hostess with the mostest, Dina Jo.
I got to change my screen on my second on my computer here because it's like you're staring at me.
Oh,
you're staring at me.
All right. So today we're going to have the second half of the class of 2021's inductees for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. This class that we're starting with, these inductees are the look at the Early Influence Awards. So today, I never heard of these people, but their name is Kraftwerk, and work as in W-E-R-K. They are a foundation upon which all synthesizer-based rock and electronic dance music is built. Founded in Dusseldorf in 1970 by Ralph Hunter and Florian Schneider, the group is part of a new wave of musicians in Germany exploring the intersection of rock and roll and avant-garde. The band established the blueprint of modern electronic music, including Chicago house and Detroit techno. Without them, it simply would not exist. Kraftwerk have been and will always be music nonstop. Here is Kraftwerk with The Model.
Got to be the weirdest thing I've ever listened to.
This is Kraftwerk.
Because I never heard of them.
Never heard of them before. This song, particular song happens to be called Numbers. Buddy, that's strange.
Okay. All right. This guy, number two of the inductees, Charlie Patton. And Charlie, is spelt with L, ending in L-E-Y, and also known as Charlie with ending in L-I-E, so I don't know how you were able to find it, I think under L-I-E, was considered by many of the father of Delta Blues. He created an enduring body of music, American music, and inspired most Delta Blues musicians. Patton crafted such full textures in his music that his recordings can sound as though three guitarists are performing together. But it was all Patton, beating rhythms on his guitar with sounds that sometimes stretched a half an hour. He is considered by many as one of the most important American musicians by the 20th century. Here is Charlie Patton with Screamin' and Hollering Blues.
And this is from Charlie Patton's album, The Complete Recordings. So these are as they were recorded, as they sound. 1929 to 1934. Mm-hmm. Screaming and hollering blues. Charlie Patton. That would be, for me, that would be a fantastic album to listen to. I love that old stuff, that old very beginning Delta blues stuff. And I like that stuff. Yeah.
It's awesome. Okay, so number three on our list of inductees is Gil Scott-Heron, poet, novelist, scholar, musician. Gil Scott-Heron. Gil, excuse me, was many things during his prolific career, but above all, in the words of most music critics, Nelson George, he was the teller of uncomfortable truths. Scott-Heron's career path was unconventional, mirroring his unconformative approach to music. Scott-Heron channeled many influences from Otis Redding to Billie Holiday with his fusion of jazz, blues, soul, funk, and challenging the status quo with biting satire, unapologetic social commentary, and confrontational poetry. Today, his legend lives on in artists who employ computational storytelling and celebrate nonconformity. Here is Gil Scott-Heron with The Bottle.
The song is called The Bottle.
It's got a great smooth jazz sound.
Yeah. What I like.
Come on, get out of this one here. Come on, get out.
Gil Scott-Heron.
The Bottle. Doesn't that sound nice, man? That is some nice smooth jazz right there.
We're celebrating for 25 more.
This song is about 9 minutes long too. It's a beautiful song. Yeah,
and if you listen to the videos, I mean, it's like a whole huge band. I mean, there's like 20 people up there playing different things, you know.
Nice.
All right, our next three inductees are under the musical excellence, and the first one is going to be LL Cool J. LL Cool J has been called the Little Richard of hip hop, combining youthful exuberance, massive charisma, and incredible music talent. James Todd Smith, born January 14, 1968, known professionally as LL Cool J, short for Ladies Love Cool James. LL Cool J is an entrepreneurial musician. He leveraged his music career into successful ventures into movies, television, fashion, and fitness. The empire is run by Beyonce, Jay-Z, 50 Cent, and Diddy owe him the debt of gratitude. He smashed it wide open, creating opportunities for anyone who picked up a mic. Here is Ladies Love Cool James with Going Back to Cali.
I have never heard an LL Cool J song until this.
I don't think so. I'm going back to Cali.
Very interesting, man.
Going back to Cali. I don't think so.
Going back to Cali. LL Cool J. Interesting song. I mean, I love how he did it with the muted trumpet in the beginning. I mean, what an ear for combining thing, and then the scratching that's going on. Very interesting. Very interesting.
Fun. All right. Number five of our inductees is going to be Billy Preston. Sensation musician, singer, songwriter, touring musician, the fifth Beatle. Billy Preston blazed the path through his story of rock and roll with the smoking sounds of his B3 organ, the funky rhythms of his cabinet. Is that how you say it? I've never heard of that instrument. Clavinet and the inspired vocals and piano. A child prodigy, Billy played organ with Mahala Jackson in 1957 at King Cole Show, performing a duet with Cole, trading vocal parts in organ licks, Preston's natural talent shining through. Throughout his solo career, Preston wrote and recorded songs that mixed his gospel and soul roots with rock and roll and funk power. His soulful voice was featured on the chart-topping hits Will It Go Round and Round Circle and Nothing from Nothing. Preston was always in high demand, performing with Ray Charles, the Everly Brothers, the Rolling Stones, Sly and the Family Stone, Elton John, Joni Mitchell, Red Hot Chili Peppers, and countless others. Billy Preston is the essential part of the fabric of rock and roll. The magic ingredient that could take a song from good to legendary. Even Little Richard was in awe of Preston's ability, proclaiming, "There is nobody in the world who can play the piano like Billy Preston. Here is Billy Preston. We'll go around in circles." Not "we'll go around in circles." I've got a song, I ain't got a melody. I'm gonna sing it to my friends. I've got a song, I ain't got no melody. I'm gonna sing it to my friends. When I go round in circles, when they fly high like a bird up there.
Will it go around in circles? Billy Preston. If you're a Beatle.
Go ahead.
Go ahead. I was going to say.
I grew up saying it wheel. Wheel, you know, like a wheel that goes round. I always thought it was a wheel goes round.
Wheel go around in circles. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think that's what I used to think he was saying too.
Yeah, wheels go around.
But when you said, when you sent it to me and you go, he's saying, will it go around in circles? I thought he was saying wheels when I saw that. Will it go around? Now all I hear is, will it go around in circles?
Yeah. Now I hear it correctly for once in my life.
Exactly. And if you're a Beatles music fan, if you love the Beatles and you like their music, I can almost guarantee you that if you hear organs in the background of a Beatles song, it's Billy Preston.
Yeah, they considered him the fifth. It was the fifth Beatle, right?
Yeah,
because he was in. Great. In fact, he was on his last album in their last tour. He played with them, but he plays with a lot of people. Awesome guy. Okay, lastly on our list today, here's a long one, and it's going to be for in remembrance of Mr. Randy Rhoads. Widely acknowledged as one of the most important and influential guitarists of all times, Randy Rhoads was a dynamic game changer for heavy metal and for generations of guitar players. As a student of classical guitar, Rhoads embodied musical excellence with remarkable musicianship and deep commitment to his instrumental, virtually unparalleled in rock. Incorporating classical elements in his unique signature style, he pioneered a high-speed, technical style of guitar soloing and popularizing techniques like two-handed tapping, whamming, bar drive bombs, and complex scale patterns that can be defined metal into the 1980s and beyond. He recorded two albums with Quiet Riot, then which he co-founded in 73, Rhoads then joined Black Sabbath vocalist Ozzy Osbourne's new solo band. In many ways, due to Rhoads' stunning guitar work, Ozzy's first solo release, Blizzard of Oz, is recognized as one of heavy metalists' greatest albums and biggest singles, Crazy Train, featuring one of the most recognizable guitar riffs ever played. Just as he was beginning to receive major accolades as distinguished musician, 25-year-old Rhoads was tragically killed in a plane crash on March 19, 1982, when Osbourne/Rhoads' live album, Tribute, was later released. It confirmed an astounding skill and limitless potential of the young guitarist, ensuing that his status in the music world would reach mythic proportions and that rock music and guitar playing were forever changed. Here is Randy Rhoads playing on Crazy Train.
And you know, even to today, with Ozzy Osbourne, the old as he's just his old man now, even today, the death of his buddy still affects him. He misses this guy so much. They were really good friends. Great guitar work. This guy was awesome. That's Crazy Train. Featuring Randy Rhoads on guitar. Yeah, he was the pioneer. He was the pioneer who got all that stuff going. You know, everybody uses his techniques in that now. What a fantastic guitarist he was. Too bad his life was cut so short.
Yeah, so young.
Yeah, yeah. But it really, it's even, like I said, even to today, it still affects Ozzy Osbourne. Him and that guy just clicked. And they were really true brothers in music. They really were. Mm-hmm. So, Randy Rhoads, what a great guitarist. Great guitarist.
Yes. Yes.
And another thing about Randy Rhoads is what Dina Jo said is that, see, these guys, these young rock and rollers in that, they have their roots in classical music. Mm-hmm. You know, it's just like I've brought out that Eddie Van Halen was a classically trained pianist. You know, these guys, their roots are in classic music. So, you know, they start out as a little kid. They're learning classic music. I mean, Elton John could play classic music when as a little kid, you know, and that's where their roots were. And it just took them. It was a foundation in their life for them to build on for their
example.
Freddie Mercury, exactly, to build on with their music. So, you know, don't be afraid of classical music, man. It's some good stuff. Good stuff out there. All right. That's it. Is that it, Dina Jo?
Yeah, that is it. That's it today. Great.
Fantastic. Good list. Good list.
Yeah, that was good. Welcome.
I don't know. What do you think, Dina Jo? Do you think we ought to go through all these in their entirety on Friday?
Sure.
I think I'll do that.
I'll make it easy for you. Go ahead.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll do that. We'll play all these in their entirety on Friday. Yeah, all these inductees. And then the rest of the week, history or whatever, whatever little thing
you pick off of them.
Yeah, be perfect. All right, good job. Yeah, let's see. What are we eating? What are we eating there, Eric?
I'm doing instant oatmeal, like the fruit and cream variety.
Oh. Quakers.
It's store brand.
Oh yeah, but I love
not name brand. But I'm having to let it cool down. I'm not going to burn my tongue or my mouth on it.
Man, I tell you what, you're making me hungry. You're stirring it. We can hear you stirring it. I can almost smell it. Mmm. I like that. Peaches and cream. Oh, you like peaches and cream?
I like bananas and cream and blueberries and cream. I'm not so much a fan of the peaches and cream and strawberries and cream.
I like the cinnamon oatmeal. I don't know which one it is.
There's apple cinnamon flavors.
Apple cinnamon. I like that stuff. Hi, Divine.
Welcome, yes, Divine.
Yeah, that's some good stuff, man. I love oatmeal. I love me some oatmeal. Yeah, I think I'm gonna need some. I'm gonna eat some oatmeal to now. Now you got me hungry for oatmeal, Eric. Gonna eat me some oatmeal.
Well, winter months is coming up for us. And like another breakfast item is grits. Do you prefer like instant grits or do you prefer real grits?
I like grits, period. I've had instant grits that people, when they know how to make it, it turns out good, you know. I mean, it turns out good. It's you couldn't tell if it was.
Shonda don't like grits.
You know, I love them. I love grits. I love me some grits, but they got to be made right. I don't like them runny. Yeah.
I don't like them runny or lumpy. But I do like them creamy, though.
Oh, but see, I do like them lumpy. I like my grits lumpy. I like a little chunks in there. Yeah, Sada. Oh, she got the little sick face with her grits. No, I like them. I like them with butter. Put a little syrup on them. Oh yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's some good stuff. Oatmeal grits.
Jess loves her cheese grits.
I used to like cream of wheat too when I was a kid. I used to like cream of wheat. My mom used to make us that.
I tried that once, but for some reason I couldn't get into it.
To me, cream of wheat was kind of like a go between grits and oatmeal.
I liked cream of wheat, and I'd put like little slabs of butter and then brown sugar. Put brown sugar on it and little slabs of butter and squirrel it all around.
Unless I was eating it bland.
With some cinnamon toast.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, exactly. Buddy.
But I've never had grits before. Never.
Have you ever just taken a regular cereal, like whatever you like? Like I like, you know, I like that Raisin Nut Bran. You take that, make you a bowl of that Raisin Nut Bran, and then before you eat it, throw it in the microwave and heat it. Eat it. Heated.
Ew.
No, it's good. You heat it up. It's good.
It's all mushy.
Oh, come on.
It's Cereal's supposed to be crunchy. That kind of cold cereal. Cold like cereal.
Cereal doesn't taste isn't good when it's soggy and chewy.
No.
Mm-mm. Oh, man.
Welcome back, Crocodile.
It is. I like it soggy. I'm a soggy cereal
weird.
Guy. I like that stuff. Yeah. I don't like it.
I know when Slightly was in the show yesterday, I think the cereal mentioned was Lucky Charms, but me personally, I would just eat the Lucky Charms for the marshmallows and not so much the crunchy pieces.
And Eric, I went to Big Lots yesterday and I go down this one aisle and sure enough, there is a big old bag of those little marshmallows. They're not in little shapes, but they're all a big old bag of those marshmallows that you put in your cereal.
Oh, the Lucky Charms marshmallows.
You could buy those marshmallows in bulk?
Yes.
Oh.
It was like $5.99. Big one. And then right next to it were what did they call them? They were Jelly Bellies, but they were in perfect Jelly Bellies. So they were flip-flop something Jelly Bellies. So they were all different shapes. They were just, you know, they weren't some of them were correct, but some of them weren't. So they were a little cheaper. Yeah.
Sonda says she had a
I remember Grape Nuts.
We're going to have to, one of these days, we're going to have that story. I want to hear about
it. We'll have to hear about it next week.
And then J-Baby gets mad at me. He's old soggy cereal, less energy to chew.
I totally remember Grape Nuts. I kind of like Grape Nuts. It was crunchy. I like crunchy stuff.
That felt to me like I was eating rocks when I ate Grape Nuts.
See? Oh, Shonda, I think you and I would, I mean, yeah, I loved them too. And I like the apple.
Or like regular Cheerios, like on the box it says, can help lower your cholesterol as part of a heart-healthy diet. Yeah, and then I even love like the commercial, like the Cheerios commercial of the baby and the grandma. You know, like the baby and the grandma will always be together at Christmas. And then you could eat that cereal dry. And then if you like have babies that are in like the high chair and like you pour it on their high chair tray, that could help them develop like their motor skills like, where they could like pick it up and put it in their mouths.
Little kids love Cheerios. Little kids love Cheerios. Yeah. You just put it out there
and
on
they
their
have different flavors of it too.
Yes. Like you said, Eric. Just don't teach little boys. When my boys were young, they were saying throw Cheerios in the toilet and have them tell them their targets and have them try to hit it to teach them to go pee. But that was not a good idea because back in those days, they didn't have all the different
bad habits.
I know. Back in those days, they didn't have the little like they have like little things now that you can throw and you teach them to go potty that way. Aim. You have to aim for that Cheerio. No, it's not a good idea.
Here's a story about my niece Marley when she was going through potty training before she was old enough to start school. You know, she would have underpants like with Minnie Mouse, and my brother Ty and my soon-to-be sister-in-law at the time, Jill, would always be saying, "Do not pee on Minnie," meaning "Do not pee on Minnie Mouse."
Yes.
The Old Man's Podcast Show with Dita, Joe, and Eric, and toilet etiquette. Toilet etiquette.
Yeah, the more you know.
That's too funny. Oh, man. I don't know. It's hard to top that. It's hard to top toilet etiquette right there. I'm telling you.
Yeah.
You started.
Well, that's what I remember. Hi, bye, Sonda.
Oh, bye, Sonda. Thanks for stopping by.
That's what I remember.
Hey, Sonda, don't forget next Wednesday with the
cooking
with
Tina,
Joe, and Grammy Thanksgiving leftover show. It'd be great to have you.
You pop in whenever you want.
That'd be great. You pop in if you can make it. That'd be great. And Jess and J-Baby and everybody. That'd be fun.
And Mr. Tuttles and all his little recipes.
Mr. Tuttles, Mr. Gray, Mr. DeGray. Yeah.
Anybody.
Come on in and have fun. Share your recipe. Share your favorite things you like to do with your leftovers next Wednesday on the Cooking with Dina, Joe, and Grammy Thanksgiving leftover edition.
Or any tricks for preparing ahead of time to make the dinner easy. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Planning. Yeah, because I want to know what can I do ahead of time, you know, because of chopping up stuff, putting it in the refrigerator, and just getting everything ready so that I'm not spending the whole day in the kitchen. I want to play with my granddaughter.
Oh, that's right. Ava's coming in that day.
Yes.
Ava is coming in that day. Oh, mm-hmm. man.
Mm-hmm. That day, that later on.
Yeah, so Dina Jo may be cutting out of the show a little early that day.
A little early.
So she can get out and get to the airport to pick up little Ava.
Yeah.
Oh.
We won't be able to hear. I think I might want to smoke my turkey, but I don't know if I could get that fat bird in my little smoker. He's a fat one. That'd save up some room for the the oven.
Yeah. Well, how long? Yeah, but not how long would it take to smoke a turkey?
I'd have to look, but you guys be prepared too, because mine's like 22 pounds, and it said it'll take 6 days, at least 6 days to defrost. So think about that, you guys. If you have a turkey that, I mean, it's coming up, you might have to take it out of the freezer and put it somewhere. Hi, Peter.
Jess says they're smoking their turkey.
Oh, see? I'm
gonna try. 6 hours to defrost, or six days?
6 days. Yes.
6 days?
Yes. God. 6 days to defrost.
I'm glad we do not go the turkey, frozen Thanks, turkey. Mr. T says 6 to 8 hours to smoke a turkey.
Yeah.
How do you guys cook your turkey, Mr. T?
I'm gonna put mine in a brine. I'm gonna put it in a brine a couple of days.
Are you gonna put yours in a brine for a couple of days, mm-hmm. DJ?
Yeah.
Will that help thaw it, or what's that gonna
be? It puts more flavor in it.
Oh.
It puts it in a little bath so that it soaks up all the flavors.
Mr. T says he cooks his turkey. They cook their turkey the old-fashioned way. Yeah.
30
Man, it's been a long time since I've had
Gray. Thank you.
Welcome it's been a long time since I've even been around a roasted turkey or whatever. Yeah.
I think like the traditional way, like baking the turkey in the oven for hours. Like I have a former school teacher. She liked, baking her turkey upside down to where the breast meat can retain most of the juice.
Yes.
And it wouldn't come out like tasting dry.
Yes, I've heard that too.
Hey, go ahead, Eric.
What's that?
I was going to say,
we'll talk after you get done.
Mm-mm. Go ahead, I'm drinking coffee.
Well, and I know we were talking earlier about like older relatives. Like, I remember being in ninth grade and this same school teacher talked about having like a much older relative. And then I think video cameras and tape recorders, I think, didn't really exist or weren't really really very popular at the time. And this grandmother or great aunt of hers was like well into her 90s. And I think this teacher was like very, very young at the time, like teenager young. And she even remembers fondly, like the latter days of like slavery and like post-slavery, mm-hmm. that she wished, she had a tape recorder at the time to where she could record these conversations, like, or she was to write a book about her family history and what she remembers. But she would probably have to write based on what she was at, the memories she was able to retain.
I tell you, they're a wealth of information, Hey, I've seen this new commercial out on TV. I don't know what the commercial's for, but it's centering around Thanksgiving and there's fighting going on in the kitchen. And the young girl that's the center of the commercial, she's talking about whatever product they're selling. And then she comes out into the family room. The grandpa is sitting, he's sitting in the chair asleep. And there's this big bang, boom in the kitchen. And they're, people are yelling and fighting about if the turkey's going to be done. And then there's this big bang and this turkey comes flying out of the kitchen underneath the Christmas tree. It's in flames. It starts the Christmas tree on fire. And then this smoke alarm goes off and she looks and she goes, oh, turkey's done. And then the smoke alarm's going off and the grandpa starts to wake up and he goes, someone answer the phone. And she goes, it's just the fire alarm, Grandpa. It's just the fire alarm. I don't know what but that last part of that commercial is absolutely hilarious. It's hilarious. Kind of reminds me of that movie.
I can imagine this being a real life version of Christmas Vacation.
Yeah, I was going to say, Eric, it reminded me of Christmas Vacation. Hey, but I wanted to ask you real quick. Don't people eat duck? Don't people make duck for Thanksgiving too?
Nice to see you. Welcome to Gina.
It.
It would probably depend on the culture that it's
in. Maybe yeah, in Europe wondering. Or something. I don't know.
Or is it duck for Christmas? I don't remember.
I think, maybe.
I don't know. Well, all right. Well, you know what? That's our assignment for tomorrow. We need to find out when do they make duck. when do they make duck for the holiday season? What holiday is it that they make duck? That's what we want. Yeah, Christmas ham. I hear you. And I always thought ham was for like Thanksgiving too. I don't know.
For both.
Anyway, thanks everybody for tuning in. Our time has run out.
Goose for Christmas.
Thanks everybody for tuning in to the Old Man's Podcast Show with Dina, Joe, and Eric. Tune in tomorrow for our Wednesday show.
Bye, everybody.
And hit that follow button. Download it through Podbeam or download it through Spotify, a bunch of other different formats. And you can catch this show again at 11 o'clock a.m. Pacific time on the WESN Epic Strategies Network. You can either download their app and listen to it on your phone, or you can go to their webpage and listen to it then. All right. Great. Good times. Eric, you want to plug any shows that are coming up today?
Well, coming up on Podbean Live, and you got, of course, John Gale and The Art of Floundering and Milk Dog and a couple other friends, you know, filling up the daytime schedule today. So if you're able to check them out, you know, that they should be on today. And then, of course, prime time, you've got the Slightly Serious Show trivia episode, which will be on at its normal time this evening of 9:30 Eastern. And that'll be followed at 11 by Kirkley, Hennessy, and Sava, and Jester from the It's Doomsday podcast on like their new podcast project. Can't think of the name right offhand, but they'll come on after Slightly. And then hopefully Ralph and the Gray Area, you know, and a couple other friends are back tomorrow. And of course, please keep John DeVito in your prayers as he's going in for like a minor surgery on his elbow today. And then hopefully we should be back tomorrow. And of course, many more friends.
Yeah. Yep. We'll be here. Hey, everybody. And make sure all the Old Man's Podcast people or all our own pod people get over there and join the delinquent army of DeGray. And I'm sure DeGray's going to tell his delinquent army people to come over and join the pod people. So check him out. He's going to go live. He goes live on TikTok.
Hi, Jess.
And he's got
day.
His podcast. And he's got his podcast he does on Podbeam. And also he does it on the WESN network also. So, and now. Yeah, he says he's on now. Check him out. Where are you at? Are you on TikTok? Are you live feeding on TikTok now? Where are you at? Yeah, DeGray. Old Sarge. Check him out. And don't forget Tam Talk Show on YouTube. Tam Talk Show on YouTube. Give our little friend Tammy a follow and check her out too. And before I forget, I cannot forget.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes, you say yes.
Hurry up now.
A final word from Dina Joe.
Be the reason someone smiles today. Let your smile change the world, but don't let the world change your smile. Thanks so much for joining us today, you guys, and for all your support. We love you and we treasure you always. Have a great rest of your day. Bye.
Dina Joe. And don't forget, next Wednesday, we're going to have the Cooking with Dina, Joe, and Grammy pre-Thanksgiving show.
All
so
things
check
Thanksgiving
that out.
And leftovers.
All things Thanksgiving next Wednesday on the Old Man's Podcast Show presents Cooking with Dina, Joe, and Grammy. Great. Woo! I get to wake Grammy up and tell her. Guess
well,
what? You're doing the show
next week. Joe Grammy show. Be there or be squire.
There you
yeah.
go.
Anyway, thanks everybody for tuning in. Have a great day, and we're out of here. Our music's coming to an end. Don't forget, tune in tomorrow morning, 7 a.m. for the Old Man's Podcast Show with Dina, Joe, and Eric. We'll be here.
Bye.
Love you. God bless you. We'll see you later, everybody.
Later, Gators.